Hi guys, I just had one of my, I call them the creative sessions, and I just sit for 1 hour with my eyes closed and I meditate by focusing on the breathing. I count, let's say, to six when I breathe in, then I count and then I hold in the breath for 2 seconds, and then I breathe out for 10. That's just one example, and then I, depending on how anxious I feel, I go and change those values. If I feel really unsettled and anxious, I go count to 5 or even 3. When I breathe in, count to 3. Hold it in for 2 seconds and breathe out for 7. But that's all relative. All relative. This is not a technique I took from somewhere. I just experimented on myself, and I adjust those values on depending on how I feel at the moment. Because if, let's say, for example, if I take if I feel really anxious and I breathe in for 5 seconds and then I hold it in for 10 and then I breathe out for 15, if I repeat this cycle for 5 times, I think I will leave out. I won't have any air left. I will underventilate. How should I say that? And that's not fun. This is a good moment to adjust when I feel underventilated or overventilated. I just adjust those values so I can keep up with the meditation. Now, I'm trying to form this or see it as a game, just something casual, not really serious, because the mind is trying to slip in and give me some notifications and some thoughts and stuff to do, and remind me about how important this or that is. And that's fine. I just need to let mine get in and, I don't know, give me some ideas or some solutions to some of my problems I'm working on. And then it's important to stay focused and go back to the breathing technique or just counting the breathing. But it's really funny when you feel the mind is trying to get you some information, and you're trying to just focus on your breathing. And if you're just better and continue to focus on your breathing and get really tense and serious, it's really interesting. The mind starts to give you some more important. I mean. Starts to convince you with some more important information. I don't know, some better ideas, some better solution for the problem, or some more urgent problem to be solved. I feel that is really useful for me to stay playful when I do these meditations or creative sessions. And let the mind in and then let the mind get out. Well, the purpose of all of this is simply to get rid of anxiety. And also, what I'm taking out of this is when I finish the 1 hour meditation, I feel like I have some new fresh ideas to come up with my projects. I mean, new ways to blend in the colors, or new ways, new forms I can adjust or just apply to my to my projects or to my layouts, to my little designs. And it's really cool. That's why I call them the creative sessions, because it starts to make you... I think it helps the mind to be more flexible, or it creates some space. It pushes out all the bullshit, everyday busy bullshit, and creates some space for some new thinking. All right, so I guess that's it for today. Or maybe I'm gonna record some other stuff later. Tell me about your creative sessions, or what kind of techniques do you use to get fresh thinking. See you guys.